while Ardsale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy, joyful, peaceful New Year to you all. Amen. I receive it. I'm convinced. I don't know about you, but I am convinced that God is dwelling here. He's not just here. I feel like he's dwelling here. And it's normal at the beginning of the year to feel like, yeah, new year, new me. I don't know, but I really feel like new year, new spirit, new atmosphere, something is happening. Something is happening. In PHBC, something is truly happening. God has been so good to us. He's been so good to us. But I just want to bring it to our attention that he's here. He's present. The God of the universe, the maker of all things, he's here. My God, the one that causes us to breathe, he's here. Jehovah himself is here. And that's enough to be thankful for. I am grateful. He's handpicked all of us to be here in 2024, to be here in this moment. He handpicked us. It's no accident. You know, it's easy to kind of overlook it. Another year. But no, God handpicked all of us. I mean, so many people did not make it to this moment. So it is his will that we should be here, that we should be breathing, that we should be in his house. It's his will. My God, he intends for us to be here. And that's so overwhelming to think of. Wow. We often don't think about the fact that life is a blessing until life ceases to be a blessing, until life is under threat. We don't think about it. You don't really think about how important your muscles are until you get cramp. Or how important, you know, your nerves are until you've slept the wrong way and you can't lift your neck or you can't turn your head. You don't realize just how important and how much God pays attention to all those details. He makes sure that every bit of us works. Health is wealth, but it's a wealth that is pulled out from God, and that's enough to be thankful for. Whew, he is good. Lord, you are good. You are good. I just want to share a story with us this morning before I start my sermon. And I came across this story and it really blessed me, so I want to share it. And it's about gratitude. It's about gratitude and being grateful for what you have. So there was a man who was seated in traffic, and he was in this luxurious sports car. I mean, he had a very fine, luxurious new sports car. And he sat there in traffic, and as he was seated there, above his head was a helicopter. And the helicopter was carrying someone, and he just saw the helicopter zoom past. And he looked up and he thought, oh, how I wish I could afford a helicopter so I didn't have to sit in traffic. And next to him was a man in a luxurious car, but it wasn't a luxury sports car. And he looked at the man in the luxurious sports car, and he thought, wow, whoa, I wonder what it's like to be in one of those cars, to be able to own and drive one of those cars. I mean, I wish I could buy one. I wish I could afford one. Next to him was a man in a brand new car looking at this man in his luxury car, I mean, with his aircon and everything else, and, you know, with his new car, thinking, oh, I wonder what kind of lifestyle this person is living. Oh, I would love. I am going to work hard, no matter what it takes, to make sure I can afford one of those. And next to that man in the brand new car was a man in an old, faulty car. And he thought to himself, he sighed and thought, oh, If only I didn't have to worry about my car breaking down every time I got in to make a journey. If only I could afford a brand new car. And next to that man was a man on his bike, breathing heavily, thinking, oh God, I wish I could afford a car so I didn't have to get to work late every day. So I didn't have to run into work sweating every single day. And at the bus stop next to him was a man who was late for work, waiting for the bus, thinking, oh, if only I had a bike, I could ride to work and be and get healthy and just have my way and not have to wait for a bus. He was standing at the bus stop. And watching him was a man in a wheelchair at the balcony of a hospital, thinking, wow, he has legs. He can get up any day and go anywhere as he wishes to do so, and doesn't have to worry about someone carrying him into a wheelchair, doesn't have to worry about accessibility. He can just go as he pleases. He can go to the kitchen and make himself a meal. Oh, how I wish I could have my legs back. And as he sat there at the balcony, the sun hit his face. And watching him was a man in the hospital, on his deathbed, looking at the man in the wheelchair, thinking, how I wish I could have one more day, just the opportunity to be outside and just feel the sun hit my face just one more time, to hear the traffic and to be a part of the traffic. How I wish. And this story I share just to highlight that there's somebody in the world who wishes they could have the life that you live, who wishes they could have the problem you think you have. There is someone in the world who wishes that they could be as blessed as you are. Saints, we serve a good God who is interested in every single detail of our lives. He cares deeply about every single one of us. And the imprint of his love is evident in our story, in the story of our lives. If only we could see what others are able to see in the blessings that we have. Our synopsis for today calls us to pause as we enter into the new year, to count our blessings and not permit the bumps that have occurred to distract us from the blessings that we enjoy along the journey of life. And verse 1 of our scriptural text today, as Pastor Deji read, tells us to praise God for his mercy and his loving kindness is great. And I want to pause there. It is great. It is vast. It is great. It is huge. We cannot measure it. It's deep. It's wide. His mercy and loving kindness towards us is great. Whew. Saints, where would we be if it had not been for God? If God was not a part of our story, where would we actually be? What would our lives look like today? I don't know about you, but when I think about my life without God, I'm not sure that I would be alive. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that many of us here present would be alive if it had not been for God's mercy and his loving kindness. Had it ceased? I'm not sure that many of us would be here today. Let's just pause and think about that for a second. Where would I be if it had not been for God's mercy and his loving kindness over the course of 2023? Would my life be the way that it is right now? If he was not part of the equation, his goodness has been constantly sustaining us. Constantly sustaining us, especially when we hit those bumps and those low points. That's when his loving kindness felt the most evident. His loving kindness, his mercy is enough to be thankful. Even in the darkest time, that's when his light shines the most. If we dwell on the bumps and the lack and the humps of life, because we are human, our minds and emotions want to attribute every... Because we're human, our minds want to attribute logic to everything. We want everything to make sense. We want everything that has happened to us to make sense. We want to understand it. We want to put reason to it. Oh, it's because I didn't pray enough. Oh, it's because, oh, we didn't have enough faith why it happened. Oh, it's because, oh, you know, we're not good enough. Oh, it's because, you know, it must be a punishment from God because of the sins we committed. Oh, it's because. Saints, we can try and guess, but there are some things that we just will not be able to put reason to or to understand on this side of eternity. And our perspective is limited, and we are therefore unable to understand God's will in real time. God is good, and his love and mercy isn't manipulated. It cannot be manipulated. It's limitless. It's not because of our virtue that God blesses us. It's not due to how righteous we are. God's blessing is not based on works. It's not based on works. There is nothing that can merit his love. There is nothing that can merit his favor. There's nothing that we can do that can merit his grace, his blessings. He gives it freely to all of us. He gives it freely without us even asking. He watches over us so carefully, with every detail in mind. Let's be careful when we think about the bumps in the road and we try to think the reason for why it happened. Let's be careful, because sometimes when we do that, we can question God's character. Because when we say, oh, it's because I didn't have enough faith or I didn't pray enough, it's almost as though God is sitting there and he's thinking, oh, yeah, you haven't quite reached the level of faith that I require for you to be blessed. Or you haven't reached the level of faith I require for you to be healed. He's not petty at all. He gives freely just because he is good. And that's his character. That's who he is. Let's not be like Job's friends who try to convince him that, yes, Job, I'm pretty sure your problem is because you sinned. I'm pretty sure the things you're going through is because you sinned. Your children died because you sinned. You lost everything because you sinned. Let's not be like Job's friends, because God rebuked them and he confirmed that his will is always perfect. It's not because of anything. It's just because his will works it out that it should be so. He allows it to happen. Not that he intends for bad things to happen, but he permits it to happen because it is his will. And his will is perfect and we can trust it. We can trust him. Time and time again, he's proven to be faithful. His decisions to give or to take away, his decisions to speak or to remain silent, his decision to allow or to deny access, his decision to open doors or to close doors, his decisions to increase us or to decrease us. Saints, man's delay is God's perfect timing. It is God's perfect timing. God doesn't bless because we are good. His love never runs out. His mercy endures. He blesses us because he is good. We are blessed. We are blessed. Just lay your hand on your chest where you are. Because we do forget that we are blessed. We do forget. Think about what you have right now. Forget what you don't have. Just think about what you do have. Think about it for a second. A sound mind, a bed to sleep on, food to eat. My God, a desire to serve God. He is good. All of these things come from God. Just say, I am blessed. Speak to yourself. Just acknowledge it. Recognize it, that you are blessed. As I said earlier, there is somebody looking at you from a distance thinking, I wish I could have the life that she has. But we spend so much time thinking about the bumps and humps and thinking, why is it that? Yes, I said we are blessed. Whether we do or don't receive the things that we have asked him for, we are blessed. When an unexpected event happens to us that causes us to rejoice, we are blessed. But even in the pain and the grief, we are blessed because he calls us blessed. The bumps and humps of life, they are packed with hope, with lessons, with new discoveries about ourselves and God. They help us to discover who he is, and they help us to learn lessons about ourselves. Nothing can teach you about yourself more like pain and grief. It helps you to realize what's inside. It helps you to relate to those who are in pain. There's treasure in it. I mean, when you're in pain, you can feel the pain of others. You realize, oh my days, there are other people who are suffering like I am. It makes you human. It brings you to the end of yourself. It makes you sympathetic. You begin to sympathize with people. The humps and bumps are not things to be counted as losses. The Bible says, count it all joy. Count all of it joy. Because there's a blessing in it. There's a blessing in it. Detours often lead to beautiful roads. We are blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. And I will remind you time and time again that he is good. And the greatest blessing of life is the opportunity to be able to do life with Christ Jesus, the gift of his love. That is a blessing, to be able to recognize his love and how much he loves us and what he has done for us and what the promises of God are. I mean, we haven't even caught a glimpse of it yet. We haven't. The riches of his glory. Our being here today is enough reason to give God praise. It is a mark of hope, an act of his faithfulness, and proof of his loving kindness. And if you don't believe me, visit a hospital. Visit a hospital. So let's take the example of King David, who endured so much pain in life, but consistently he remained in a posture of praise. PHBC, let's give our God praise. Not just through songs and praises that we sing, but may the way that we live our lives give him praise. When we go through rough patches, with the lifting of our hands, let's give him praise. With the way that we share him with others, let's give him praise. With our time, let's give him praise. With our substance, let's give him praise. But most of all, let us remember to tell God specifically what the things that he has done for us that we are grateful for. Let's not forget to tell him, to be grateful to him. Let's not forget to speak to him directly and tell him and let him know how grateful we are. Let's give him praise. For his mercies endure forever. There is victory in praise. There's so much victory in giving God praise. My God, Hannah praised God by giving Samuel back to him. Paul and Silas, when they were imprisoned, at the midnight hour, they began to pray and give praises unto God. And we know how that story ends. Jehoshaphat praised God in the middle of war. There is power in praise. The children of Israel, while they went around Jericho's walls, knowing how great and mighty the war was, they gave God praise. There is so much victory in giving God praise. Let's bless him with our praise. Let us count our blessings and praise the Lord. His mercy and loving kindness are great towards us. and the truth and faithfulness of the Lord, it endures forever. As Pastor Deji said recently in his sermon, in Enough is Enough, we learned about God's mercy. It endures. It's hard-wearing. Let us count it a blessing and remember that we are counted amongst those. Oh my, we are counted amongst those. We are counted amongst those who are in Christ Jesus, whose names are written in the book of life. We are counted amongst them. That is enough to praise God. His promises to us are true and he is faithful. When I look around this room, there is so much that I can praise God for. There are so many testimonies over the course of 2023. And those are only a glimpse of what you have experienced to be God's goodness and his love. There are so many testimonies. He is worthy of our praises. He is worthy of our praises. So let's not count the bumps as losses. But let's remember to see the beauty and the blessing in the journey to where we are going. May the Lord be praised.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.